我们开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Brothers and sisters, as we begin, let us all read together the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开希伯来书
Brothers and sisters, let us turn open to the book of Hebrews,
第12章
Hebrews chapter 12,
第1节和第2节的一半。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, and the first half of verse 2.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let us also, therefore, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, laying aside every weight and sin which so easily entangles us, run with endurance the race that lies before us, looking steadfastly on Jesus, the leader and completer of faith.
第11章，
Chapter 11.
我从第8节读到第10节。
We'll begin reading from verse 8 to 10.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那蒙同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
By faith, Abraham, being called, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned as a stranger in the land of promise, as a foreign country, having dwelt in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which had foundations, of which God is the architect and builder.
我们再读13节到16节。
Verses 13 to 16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，就从远处望见，也欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them from afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city.
我们再看腓立比书第3章
Let us also turn to the book of Philippians.
12节到14节。
Philippians chapter 12 to 14.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Not as though I have already obtained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
我们最后再读《使徒行传
Lastly, the book of Acts,
》20章
Acts chapter 20.
22节到24节。
Acts chapter 20, verses 22 to 24.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在耶路那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
And now, behold, bound in my spirit, I go to Jerusalem, not knowing what things shall happen to me in it, only that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and tribulations await me. But I make no account of my life as dear to myself, so that I finish my course and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the glad tidings of the grace of God.
我们请再有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是处在一个危险的时代。
Our Lord, indeed, we're living in perilous times.
地上的光景何等的黑暗和混乱。
And how dark and chaotic this world is.
我们需要你的怜悯。
Our Lord, we do need thy mercy.
主啊，仇敌借着世上的事物弄瞎了很多人的心眼。
Lord, all the schemes of the enemy have blinded many eyes.
要许多人变成眼瞎耳聋的人。
And many have become blind and deaf.
主啊，这次你把我们聚在这里。
Oh Lord, thou have gathered us here.
我们仰望你自己的救恩。
Lord, we do look unto thy salvation.
救我们脱离这个可怕的时代。
Do deliver us from such a scary generation.
救我们脱离这个可怕的时候。
Oh, do deliver us from such dreadful times.
因为你回来的日子非常的迫近。
For the day of thy return draws nigh.
我们需要警醒。
Oh, we must be alert.
求你不使我们昏睡。
Oh, Lord, help us not to slumber.
主啊，愿你的话像黑暗中所照射出来的光。
Oh, Lord, may thy word be a shining light in the darkness.
照在你自己荣耀的面上。
And illuminate upon thy own countenance.
让我们这次在这聚会中。
And during these times together,
每个人都能清清楚楚看见你。
That each and every one of us would be able to see thee very clearly.
我们把晚上的聚会恭敬交在你的手中。
Lord, we do commit this evening's time respectfully unto thee.
主啊，你知道我们是何等的软弱。
Lord, thou knowest we are weak.
人的言语也是无益的。
And man's word is not profitable.
愿你使用我们这些卑弱的器皿。
O Lord, do use these weak vessels
传递你自己的话
to deliver thy own word.
也使所有的弟兄姊妹
O Lord, that each and every brother and sister
听见你的声音
at this time would be able to hear thy voice.
特别能听见从上头来的呼召
especially the calling from on high.
好叫我们得着力量
O Lord, that thou would strengthen us
起来跟随你
that will rise up to follow after thee.
能够奔跑的跟随你
and that we would run after thee.
主啊，祝福这个聚会。
Lord, bless this meeting.
荣耀你自己的圣名。
Glorify thy own holy name.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 我们这一次特会的这个题目。
Now the theme of this conference.
是说要奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
It is to run that race that lies before us.
虽然昨天晚上
even though last evening,
我对这个奔呢，我做了一点解释。
And I did do some explanation of this word run.
但是我心里面仍就是有很多的负担。
But in my heart, it is still very heavy.
因为时代的紧迫
because of the urgent times in which we live.
这个字对我们来讲是一个重要的提醒。
Therefore, this word run is an important reminder for all of us.
当然我们晓得这个奔呢
of course, this word run
不是靠着我们外面的身体来跑。
It is not according to our physical body as we run.
是的，像我们弟兄讲过，这个 Dana 说他跑不动。
As our brother shared, our brother Dana says that he cannot run.
我也跑不动。
I cannot run.
我看广纯也跑不动。
I gather that Ted cannot run either.
我看定强也跑不动。
Perhaps Timothy cannot run.
所以这个跑呢，不是叫我们在外面去跑。
Therefore, this running is not an outward running.
那么保罗在写腓立比书的时候
As Paul was writing the book of Philippians,
其实呢那个时候他年纪也大
了、He was actually older in age.
他也跑不动。
He cannot run physically.
但是为什么他还用这个这个直跑这个字
Why would he still run to press on to run?
这代表着一种的心智。
This really is his ambition.、
这代表他们里面的一个灵。
It is his spirit within.
这代表他们深处的愿望。
It is the desire deep from within.
他们在神面前有一个态度。
This is their attitude before God.
因为呢，他们感觉这个时代，感觉环境的这个紧迫。
Because they feel the urgency, the pressing of the generation, the time in which they live.
所以他们里面有一个迫切的灵。
So there is this urgent spirit within.
我想今天呢，我们所需要的也是这个迫切的灵。
I believe today, likewise, we need that urgency in our spirit.
所以他在腓立比书第三章里面告诉我们怎样来奔跑。
Therefore, in Philippians chapter 3, he tells us how we ought to run.
他在忘记背后的。
Forgetting which lies behind.
努力面前的。
To press on forward.
是的。
Yes.
我们西安特会已经38年过去了。
This WCCC has gone for 38 years.
可能过去的时候听见到也都忘记了。
Perhaps many of the messages from before we have forgotten.
你不需要去忘都忘记了。
That we have forgotten.
可能记得不多对不对
And we cannot remember much.
那么主今天要我们要努力前面的。
And today the Lord wants us to press on forward.
不要回头看。
Forgetting what lies behind.
要把我们的眼盯紧在前面。
But our sight is focused onward forward.
主回来的日子迫近。
And the day of the Lord's return draws nigh.
天国可能很快的降临。
The kingdom of heaven will descend quickly.
我们应该预备好我们的生活侍奉为了进天国。
We must prepare our life, our service in order to press in.
弟兄姊妹别的都顾不了
Brothers and sisters, we forget everything else.
我们愿意付代价跟随主
We must be willing to pay the cost to follow the Lord.
我们讲过当你在奔的时候
And we mentioned when you as you run.
你等于是逃了你不顾一切的
That you're fleeing, running for your life, forgetting everything else.
求主让我们能够像保罗一样跑到尽头
And may we, the Lord by his grace, ask Paul, run till the end.
我们晓得保罗所以会有这样一个强烈的感觉
And we know such a great attitude, this feeling which Paul has,
因为他灵里的眼睛得开
because his spirit, his eyes of his spirit was open,
看见基督的宝贵
that he's able to see the preciousness of Christ.
这个对他来讲是何等样的激励
To Paul, this is an encouragement, a cheer.
对他来讲也是深处极大的爱慕
This is also his longing deep within his spirit.
所以他会说我要向着标杆直跑。
Therefore, he says, I press on toward the goal.
我只有一件事情。
I only have this one thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们已经来到一个重要的时刻。
Today, we are lying at a very important time.
容不得我们的眼睛呢再去看这个看那个。
Our eyes are not, time does not allow for us to look at anything else to be distracted.
因为神给的祝福
Because the blessing which God has given us,
是为着每一个神的儿女。
It is, in fact, for each and every one of his child.
不是为着一般特殊的人。
It is not for any special group.
在历史上，这些人能得到，我们也可以得到。
Throughout history, all those in the previous generation have obtained. Likewise, we can.
我昨天讲了，他们都是平凡的人。
As we shared last evening, they are all ordinary people.
所以就告诉我们，我们。都有这个机会。
Therefore, it tells us we all have the same opportunity.
我们有一个强烈的心愿。
May we have the strong desire.
我们说主啊，当你的国度降临的时候。
O Lord, when thy kingdom come.
愿我们都能进天国。
May we all enter into thy kingdom.
我们能得着你在创世以来，你所预备那个荣耀的大日要给你。所有神儿女的奖赏。
That we would apprehend that glorious day which thou hast ordained before the foundation of the world for all your children.
我们要从心灵深处呼喊说主啊莫把我漏掉。
Deep within our spirit we must cry out to the Lord, Lord, do not pass me by.
莫把我漏掉。
Oh, do not pass me by.
当你正在祝福别人的时候。
And when we bless others.
你要把我也放在你这个祝福的里面。
Oh, also,Let me enter into thy blessing.
我深深的感觉
And I deeply feel.
这次让我们还能有这个机会这样聚在主的跟前。
That we still have such an opportunity to gather before his presence.
这是何等宝贵的机会。
What a precious opportunity this is.
我们相互的勉励。
And let us encourage one another.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
时候已经不多了。
There is not much time remaining.
时候已经不多了。
There is not much time.
主很快就会。
The Lord will come quickly.
对，求主让我们里面有专一的心志。
So may the Lord let us be single with this ambition.
让我们能够竭力的 往前奔跑。
That we will strive diligently and run forward.
我们昨天讲过。
Last evening we have shared.
保罗在腓立比书里面呢。
Here in Philippians.
他告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
奔跑主的道路有两个方面。
There are two aspects as we run the course, the race that lies before us.
一个呢。
One is.
得着主所要我们得的。
To apprehend that which we were apprehended for.
我昨天已经说过。
And I've mentioned last evening.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Each one of us.
我们只有这一生的机会。
We only have this opportunity in this life.
主创造我们。
The Lord created us.
主救赎我们。
He has redeemed us.
主施恩在我们身上。
And he has blessed us with his grace.
这绝不是突然的事情。
Let it not be in vain.
我们一定要得着主。在我们身上所要得着。
We must apprehend, obtain that which he desires for each one of us to apprehend.
所以每一个弟兄姊妹，你都要向着你的自己负责任。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to be responsible to ourselves.
你要有个深处的祷告。
And deep from our spirit have this
prayer. 主啊，你把我摆在这个世界里。
Lord, you have placed me in this world.
在我身上有你自己的旨意。
And you have your own will upon me.
我要求你让我能够达成。你在我身上的旨意。
Lord, I beseech you that your will be done upon me.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，我们不能随便跑。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we cannot run casually.
你也不可以随便生活。
And we cannot live casually.
一切事物。
All these things.
都希望我能够达到主所要我达到的。
It is in order to obtain that which the Lord desires me to obtain.
所以没有一个人可以轻看自己。
So we cannot look lightly upon ourselves.
我们固然不可以骄傲。
Of course, we cannot be boastful.
我们也不需要自卑。
And we cannot be self-abased.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们有一个心在主的跟前。
We have this heart before the Lord.
我们愿意把自己奉献在你手中。
That we want to consecrate ourselves into the Lord's hand.
求你做工在我身上。
Lord, may you do your work upon me.
让你在你荣耀的计划里
In your glorious will
你要怎样得着我今天就得着我
How you desire to gain me today
所以我说第一件事情保罗在这提醒我们
So the first thing that Paul reminds us here
一定要让基督耶稣能够要我所得
That we would apprehend that which Christ has apprehended us for
那么这句话第二方面的意思
Now the second aspect of these words
就得着主所要得着我的
That I will apprehend for him, I will be apprehended because he has apprehended me.
当然，主要得着我们是为着他的目的。
Of course, when he desires to take possession of us, it is for his will.
主救我们。
The Lord has saved us.
把我们放在他荣耀的计划里面。
And placed us in his glorious plan.
我们是在他荣耀的目的里面蒙拣选的。
And we have been chosen in his glorious will.
我们不是光得救将来上天堂就完了。
It is not merely that we're saved and we'll enter into heaven and that's it.
神在我们身上有荣耀的目的。
But God has a glorious purpose upon us.
基督在地上所成功的一切。
All that the Lord Jesus Christ has completed in this world.
神都要把他建造在我们的身上。
And God desires to do the same upon each and every one of us.
所以我们必须明白一件事情。
So we must understand this.
我们活在地上也是为着神的目的。
When we live in this world, it is also for His purpose.
假使我们不能为着神的目的。
If it is not for the purpose of God.
我们自己的奔跑就没有意义。
Then we'll run without meaning.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
使徒保罗给我们非常重要的提醒。
The Apostle Paul gives us a very important reminder.
我们在主面前的奔跑。
As we run before the Lord.
有两面的意义。
There are two aspects.
一个是我们要得着主要我们得着。
One is to gain that which the Lord desires each one of us to gain.
第二件是叫他在我们身上能得着他要得着。
And the second aspect is that he may gain that which he is after in each one of us.
其实这件事情是一件是两面。
In fact, this is one thing, but two sides.
是为着一个同一个同一个目的。
It is the same goal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在希伯来书里面呢。
In Hebrews.
那么希伯来书的作者在第十一章里面用了许多旧约的人物。
The author of Hebrews used many of the saints in the Old Testament.
他们在不同的时代。
In different generations.
不同的环境。
In different circumstances.
不同的生活方式。
In different lives.
那么呢他们却为着同一个目标往前。
It is for the same goal, same purpose as they press on.
他们在他们的日子。
in their day,
所以他们那样生活,
how they lived,
因为他们能感觉到神给他们一个托付,
is because they know they have been entrusted, committed by God.
所以今天呢, 弟兄姊妹, 我们知道我们一蒙恩得救,
therefore, brothers and sisters, we know we're all saved by grace.
神也把他荣耀的目的作为我们身上的一个托付,
and he has entrusted his glorious will upon each and every one of us.
因此呢, 你读这些人的故事的时候,
therefore, when we read the story of all these individuals,
他们生活里面满了基督的意义,
throughout their life, it is filled with the meaning of Christ.
每一样事物都跟基督发生关系,
every aspect of their life has to do with Christ.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
他们深深地知道一件事,
therefore, they deeply understand why is it that they live in this world? What is their purpose of their lives in this world?
我们昨天讲过,
we have mentioned last evening,
他们有一个共同的特点, 就是因着信。
They have a unique likeness, and that is all by faith.
我们说过, 信心是一个属灵的看见。
And we say that faith is a spiritual seeing.
但是我们也可以回反过来说
or we can turn it around and say,
因为神给他们有这个属灵的看见
it is because God has given this, their spiritual vision,
叫他们产生信心
so it produced faith in them.
所以因此呢希伯来书的作者用因着信因着信
therefore the author of Hebrews repeats by faith, by faith, by faith.
这个信心是从看见来的
and this faith comes from seeing.
所以今天你我需要主开我们的眼睛
therefore today we need for the Lord to open our eyes so that we may see.
因为在今天这个物质的世界背后
because in this materialistic world and behind this world
不见的世界
there is an unseen world.
今天我们晓得那个看不见的世界里面
Today we know that in the unseen world,
所有一切的事物支配着今天所有看得见的。
It is that which is unseen directs that which is seen.
所以保罗说我们不是要顾念所见的。
Therefore, Paul reminds us to not be mindful of things which are visible, but we must be mindful of things which are invisible, because that which is seen is temporal,
所见的是永远的。
But that which is unseen is eternal.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
And may the Lord open all our eyes.
今天我们就能明明的能够看见这件事
that today we clearly can see this point.
但是你会感觉到我们进入实际的生活的时候
you must feel when we enter into the reality of each our lives.
这些看得见摸得着的事物对我们影响是何等大
all these things that are seen and touched, it impacts us greatly.
不要说这个物质上的享受东西
and not only the materials to which we enjoy.
也所谓在地上今天教会的事工
but even all the work in the church today.
很多看得见的摸得着的
All the things which we can see and we can touch, they impact us a lot.
弟兄姊妹，这些人不是的。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's not for these individuals here.
生活是受到一个看不见事物的影响。
Throughout their lives, they are impacted, directed by that which is unseen.
他们被那件事情抓住了。
It is that which is unseen.
虽然他们活在这么一个看得见的世界里面。
And they have been caught, and we are living in a visible world.
但是他们确实是受到看不见的神的旨意在支配他们的生活。
Yet it is in that unseen will of God which directs all their lives.
这个实在是太重要了。
Indeed, this is very important.
神为什么差遣圣灵住在我们里面？
Therefore, the Lord sent the Holy Spirit to abide in us.
圣灵在我们里面就是要帮助我们能认识的看不见。
The Holy Spirit has come to help us that we can know that which is unseen.
若是没有圣灵的工作
without the work of the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人能看见。
Brothers and sisters, none of us would be able to see.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we look to the Lord's mercy.
所以希伯来书的里面也告诉我们
So in the book of Hebrews it tells us
我们必须有信心在神面前能讨神的喜悦
Now it is impossible to Without faith it is impossible to please God
到神面前来必须相信他是神是
For he who draws near and comes to God must believe that he is
一个开过眼睛的人就知道了
One whose eyes have been opened we all know
在这个世界中
In this world
只有神是
Only God is
别的都不是
God is and none other is
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们需要有这么一个分辨的力量
We must have this discernment
神所有的事都在基督里
All the matters of God is yes and amen in Christ
所以出于基督的就是
Therefore all that is of Christ is yes
不是出于基督的什么都不是
Anything outside of Christ is not
不管它外面的表现如何
Regardless how grand it may be
今天我们不能受欺骗
We cannot be deceived
我们也不能迷惑
We cannot be deceived
我们不能被主之外的事情影响
We cannot be impacted by anything outside of the Lord
那会叫我们走偏路的
They will cause us to go astray
那会把我们从神的祝福里面带出去
They will take us out of the blessing of the Lord
他不仅是
Not only is God is
他也是我们的一切
God is also our all Therefore, Christ is all.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
这般人,
this group of people,
因为他们的眼睛得开,
because their eyes have been opened,
所以他们受神的看不见的旨意, 支配他们一生的生活。
Therefore, the unseen will of God directs all their life.
他们每个人都知道他们身上承受着神给他们的托付。
Each of them know they have been entrusted of that glorious will of God.
所以这般人,
therefore this group here,
他们是受天支配的一般人。
They are one who is directed by heaven.
他们才是真正属天的百姓。
And they are truly the heavenly citizens.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
历史,
throughout history,
印证了,
has confirmed,
他们是对的,
that they are right.
他们同时代许多的人都是不对的。
And all those of their generations are wrong.
所以在神的记录里面,
therefore in the recording of God,
只有这些人他们在神看见有价值。
Only these individuals have value in the sight of God.
我们必须要这样看。
We must see it this way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们活在这个世界人群当中,
today as we live in the multitude of this world,
我们是属天的百姓,
we are heavenly citizens,
我们必须跑在天路上,
and we must run then on the heavenly way,
我们的一生才能被神承认,
then our life will be acknowledged by God.
所以这是多么重要的一件事,
this is very important.
希伯来书十一章里面讲,
Hebrews chapter 11 says,
他用了一个形容, 他说这些人呢, 如同云彩一样微动。
This is the description, such a great cloud of witnesses.
这个呢, 在教会历史中有很多人有不同的解释。
Now there are many interpretations throughout church history about this.
很多人解释说这个云彩是美丽的。
And some will say this cloud is beautiful.
我以前我年轻时候我也接受这样的一个解释。
And when I was young, I also accept this interpretation.
但等我侍奉主的年日过来之后。
But as I continue to serve the Lord more,
哎，我就发觉呢，光这个解释是不够的。
I feel that this description of a beautiful cloud is not enough.
我们晓得这个云，天空中的云呢。
Now we know the cloud in the skies
是最多变化的。
And they change quickly.
直到今天，科学这么发达，你还是不能够预测这个天上的云是怎样变化的。
Even with advancements in science today, they cannot predict all the changes in the clouds.
是有的时候你看见这个云是很美丽的。
Yes, sometimes we see the clouds in fact are very beautiful.
但有的时候黑云密布也很可怕。
Oh, but sometimes the clouds are very cloudy and dark and very fearful.
所以呢，有时美丽，有时可怕。
Yes, beautiful and also fearful.
其实呢，我个人的领会。
Now, personally, my understanding.
这个云彩是表说明我们人性上的不稳定。
This cloud really speaks of how unstable we are in our human nature.
所以在历史上的这许许多多的人，
therefore, throughout the history, the generation, there are so many.
他们跟我们一样是有堕落的人性。
They are just like us with a corrupt human nature.
我们看见他们一生的生活，圣经记载他们也是起伏不定。
And we see throughout their life, these individuals also had their ups and downs.
是好是坏。
There are some good and sometimes bad.
不过他们里面有个心智。
Yet within them, they have this ambition.
他们不管他们光景是好是坏，他们要跟随。
Regardless of their condition, good or bad, they nevertheless they will follow.
说明他们虽然经过许多的变化。
It speaks of the fact though many things change.
不可捉摸。
It cannot be grasped.
但他们心中有一个很坚定的主意。
Yet within them there is this steadfastness.
我活着是为着主。
I live for the Lord.
就像保罗所讲，无论是生是死，
just as Paul says, whether in death or in life, it is for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这就是我们今天呢所得着的激励。
This is our encouragement for today.
我年轻时候，弟兄们常常这样讲。
When I was young, many brothers and often would say,
我们总是失败多得胜少，对不对？
And that we fail more often than we succeed.
感谢主不要紧。
Thank the Lord, nevertheless.
我们是屡败屡战。
Even though we fail, we continue to fight on.
跌倒了再爬起来。
Where we fall, we'll get up again.
永远不灰心。
And we will never be discouraged.
我们软弱也软弱在主的手中。
Even if we're weak, we're weak in his hand.
就像大卫一样。
Just as David.
谁要审判他？
God was the judge.
你自己来选吧，你要选什么？
Oh, you choose your discipline.
我愿意把自己交在主的手中。
Oh Lord, I will fall into your disciplining hand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
oh, brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们这些在历史上所有的这些见证人，
all these great cloud of witnesses throughout the generations,
今天他们如同 彩一样的围着我们。
Today they surround us like such a great cloud.
要激励我们。
And they encourage us.
要放下重担。
That we will lay aside every weight.
脱离了容易缠累的罪。
And to depart from that sin which easily attacks us. But to run with endurance the race lying before us.
因为的确我们在我们的软弱的人性里面今天跟随主是不容易的。
Because truly with our falling weak human nature it's difficult to follow the Lord.
他们跟我们一样是不容易的。
It is also not easy for them.
但他们怎么能达到神的要求呢？
Yet how did obtain to the requirement of God?
弟兄姊妹们，这个今天是我们在主面前需要有的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we ought to have before the Lord today.
所以我们满心感谢我们的主。
So our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to our Lord.
我们能看见这些人。
We're able to see these individuals.
他们不仅在生活中，他们为着自己的光景来奔跑。
Not only for their own condition, for their own sake that they run.
他们更重要的是。为着神的目的在奔跑。
More importantly, they run for the very purpose of God.
因为他们属灵的眼睛开了。
Because their spiritual eyes have been opened.
看见神荣耀的目的。
And they see that glorious purpose of God.
我们讲过两千年教会的历史。
And we have shared throughout 2,000 years of church history.
无数的圣徒们眼睛都开。
There are numerous saints whose eyes have been opened.
在他们的世代里面。
In their generation.
他们不顾一切艰难的跟随。
At all costs, they follow the Lord.
留下很多美丽的见证。
And they have left many beautiful testimonies.
弟兄姊妹，一代代的过去。
Brothers and sisters, generation after generation.
所以尤其啊。最近这些时候
Now, especially during these times,
我里面的感触很深
this is a very deep impression that I have.
我们所认识很多年长的弟兄们都走了
there are many older saints that we know of, they have passed on.
好像一个世代结束
It seems like one generation before us have ended.
在他们的世代里面
And in their generation,
他们为主打过美好的仗
And they have fought that good fight for the Lord.
他们努力在地上侍奉跟随
And they have served diligently and followed diligently in this world.
在他们的一生里面
Throughout their lives,
在他们的历史中
In their generation,
写下了美好的经历
They have manifested many beautiful experiences.
现在到了我们这个世代
And today, in our generation,
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们要求主怜悯我们
May we look to the Lord for mercy,
让我们能跟得上这些脚步
That we may follow in their footsteps.
但愿在我们的世代里面
So in our generation,
我们也不要叫主的名受羞辱
Let us not shame the name of the Lord.
所以求主激励我们的心
May the Lord encourage our hearts.
啊因为主还在往前
That we will press on forward.
并且圣经的话激励我们
And the word of the Lord encourages us.
圣经说这殿幕后的荣耀大过先前
That the latter glory shall be greater than the former.
神是希望一个世代比一个世代更好
This is the desire of the Lord. Each generation will be better than the previous.
我们不相信自己
We do not believe ourselves.
但是我们相信神的话
But we believe in the word of God.
因为工作是神的
Because it is God's own work.
他能按照他的旨意往前
That according to his own will, it will forward.
并且他遵循他的旨意他是一定要完成的
And because it is his own will, he will accomplish it.
愿主今天叫多人的眼睛得开
So may the Lord open all of our eyes today.
让我们起来
So that we will rise up.
继续的过去
That we continue on forward.
继续的往前
That we press on forward.
向着神的目标
Toward the goal of God.
我们在地上为主来做这个见证
That in this world we'll have such beautiful testimony for God.
我们从过去这些人的经历里面可以看见
In the experiences of the past saints.
为了神的目的在地上跟随主是满了艰难的
For the purpose of God, they follow with much hardship.
环境那么险恶
There's much difficulty.
人性又那么软弱
And our human nature is so weak.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
他们在这些崎岖的道路上面
But in this rough path that lie before them,
他们接受天的支配
they were directed by heaven.
他们无论在什么样情况里面
regardless of the situation,
他们都为主做美好的见证
they bore a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们读希伯来书第十一章
when we read Hebrews chapter 11,
希伯来书的作者
the author of Hebrews,
啊，记载了那么多的人
he has recorded so many people.
那么如果我们要从头到尾一个一个人呢来讲
Now we were to go through each individual here
所以呢连写希伯来书作者都讲
We will not have the time even the author himself
他说如果我要再详细写时间就不够了
Now even if I were to take the time to write it all I would not have enough time
说今天晚上如果我们要从亚伯开始一直讲 那时间是更不够的。
If we were to begin tonight with Abel and move on, we won't have the time.
所以过去这段日子，当我把希伯来书十一章摆在我的眼前。
Therefore, in these times when I look at Hebrews and place it before me,
我在那里思想的时候
，and as I consider,
我没有办法去细讲这些故事。
I cannot go into detail in each of their story.
但是我在里面可以看见一些重要的原则。
But within it, I can see some very important principles.
那么我把它呢综合集中的变成有八个点。
And I summarize that to these 8 points.
我觉得这个能对我们今天神的儿女们能有一些的激励。
Now perhaps this could be of encouragement for us today.
所以呢，我就把我所领会的这个交通给大家。
So I will share with you my understanding.
这八个点。
These 8 points.
那么第一个点。
The first point.
他们在软弱中见证主的刚强。
In their weakness, they testify of the Lord's strength.
因为他们这些人都是软弱。
Because they are all those who are weak.
就像你看见头一个人亚伯。
So you see the first one, Abel.
亚伯就是非常软弱。
Abel is very weak.
亚伯牧羊。
He was a shepherd.
但是他非常的软弱。
But he was very weak.
亚伯的意思本来是空虚啊。
Now, Abel means vanity.
也许他因为感觉这个世界空虚，所以他就去牧羊。
Now, perhaps he see the vanity of this world, he went to shepherd.
结果呢？
As a result,
他被他的哥哥杀害。
He was slain by his older brother.
这是一个悲剧。
This is a tragedy.
那么亚伯被杀。
Abel was slain.
亚伯是软弱的。
He was weak.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神接纳他的见证。
God accepted, him and his testimony.
所以今天呢我们跟随主可能也有艰难。
So as we follow the Lord, we would have hardship as well.
我们真是常常感觉自己是何等的软。
And oftentimes we feel just how weak we are.
但是感谢主他是刚强。
But we thank the Lord, he is strong.
他们从他们的生命中
And so from their lives, they're able to testify of the strength of the Lord.
第二个点
The second point,
他们在愚昧中见证主的智慧
In our foolishness, we testify of the Lord's wisdom.
我们也承认我们都是愚昧
And we confess we are all those who are foolish.
那些人他们也是一样
Likewise, these individuals are.
像那些以色列人
Just like the Israelites.
他们常常做愚昧的事情
They are often doing foolish things.
神叫他们不可以拜偶像
And the Lord tells them not toworship idols, they worship idols.
神告诉他们说不可以犯奸淫
And the Lord says, do not commit adultery. And they commit adultery.
神告诉他们说不可以跟当地的人结合
And the Lord says, you cannot intermarry with those of the land. But they intermarried.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
不仅旧约以色列的百姓他们是这样今天我看神的儿女很多时候也是这样。
Not only Israelites of the Old Testament, likewise today for us, the children of God.
但是从他们的这些愚昧当中
But in their foolishness,
见证显出神的智慧。
It really magnifies the wisdom of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你去看这些人物的时候
When we see these individuals, we can see,we can see that here.
那么第三个点
The third point,
在失败中见证主的怜悯。
In our failure, we prove the Lord's mercy.
这些人弟兄姊妹们每一个都不完全
Brothers and sisters, none of these are perfect.
他们每一个人都有他们身上的软弱
They each had their own weakness.
连摩西有他的软弱
Even Moses himself.
大卫的软弱不用说
And we know of David's weaknesses.
大卫那个失败是很厉害的
And his failures were great.
但是你会看见有神的怜悯
Yet we see the great mercy of God.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我每次想到这个点
And each time I consider this point
我里面都满了感恩
I'm filled with thanksgiving
主啊
Lord
我们这些年
In these days
我们有经过多少的失败
We have so much failure
甚至有很多的时候
Even many a times
甚至叫你的名义受羞辱
We really shame your name
但是神没有丢弃我们
But yet God did not forsake us
神仍旧握住我们
He's still holding fast to us.
所以彼得到晚年的时候
And so even in the last days,
他写彼得前书
Peter wrote first, Peter,
他说我们蒙恩得就是神的大怜悯
It is by the great mercy of God that we have been saved.
彼得的失败是何等的厉害
And we know of the great failure of Peter.
但是神没有丢弃他
But God did not forsake him.
神有怜悯
God had mercy.
我们今天活在神的怜悯当中
And today we live by his mercy.
所以今天如果你有经过失败
So today, yet we may fail.
要回到神的跟前
When we return into his presence.
神是有怜悯的神
He is a merciful God.
他永远为我们开路的
He always has a way for us.
可以从一个其中失败中起来的
And from our weakness, we can rise again.
第四个点
The fourth point.
在失望中
in our disappointment,
见证主的希望,
we can testify of his hope.
哎呀，我们有多少次在主跟前跟随主，有时候就是非常的失望。
You know, so many a times as we follow the Lord, we are so discouraged.
甚至经历有些环境是绝望的。
And even to hopelessness.
啊，我侍奉主这么多年。
In all these years of serving our Lord,
弟兄姊妹，我也经过好多失望的环境。
Brothers and sisters, I've encountered many times where I was disappointed, discouraged.
我记得1980年。
I remember 1980.
我在西雅图。
I was in Seattle.
已经经过好几年。
It was many years after.
因为我到那个地方去服侍，我年纪很轻。
Because I went to serve there and I was young.
啊，那么当然开头这个奉献的心志是很强的。
And of course, the zeal was great at that time.
我说主啊，无论什么样的苦，我都能为你受。
I say, Lord, no matter how difficult it is, I can bear it for you.
不管多艰难，我都要跟随你。
Regardless of the hardship, I will follow you.
啊，我那个年纪轻
，I was young,
也没什么名望，也没人知道你是谁。
I was unknown,
恩赐也不大。
I did not have great gifts.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们，主就把我摆在那个地方。
And the Lord placed me there.
我从1978年到80年
and from 1978 to 1980、
啊、弄了半天呢就是这么一二十个人
and then for such a long time just a few of us
开始我们觉得这一二十个人我们聚的也蛮快乐的
and so it was still very joyful just a few of us
真的蛮有主的同在
it was filled with the Lord's presence
我们唱诗祷告、啊、这个都是年比较年轻的人
and we sing and we pray and we were all young
但是搞了两年之后啊
But after 2 years,
还是这么多人
It is still the same amount of people.
就有一天呢忽然之间我心里面难过起来了
And one day suddenly disappointment came upon me.
我说主啊我在这里做什么
I say Lord what am I doing here?
啊，我就跟着一二十个人就这么样一直等候你回来吗
And is it just a few of us here waiting for your return?
工作做不动
I cannot, the work does not prosper.
哎呀旁边有好多大的这个也是中国人的聚会了。
And there are many also Chinese fellowships around us.
很多人到了我们那一看，这不像个教会。
And when others come visit, I don't think this is quite a
church. 下个礼拜就跑别地方去了。
When they come visit next week, they go somewhere else.
对，那天我里面忽然感觉苦起来了。
And so I felt very bitter that day.
我从奉献给主，从来没感觉里面苦过。
Oh Lord, I consecrate myself to you all this time, yet I did not have this feeling before.I felt very empty.
我说主，我是不是来错了？
I said, Lord, I questioned, is this wrong?
我就一个人回到房间里面跪在主面前。
I went back into my room and I knelt in prayer.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord.
就在我跪在主面前祷告的时候。
And as I knelt in prayer before the Lord,
1968年，主向我显现。
The Lord appeared to me in 1968.
那个荣光又重新回来。
And once again, that glorious light came again.
一下子间我里面的这个整个灵被激起来了。
Immediately, my spirit was encouraged.
我说主啊
，I say Lord，
是你把我带到这个地方。
Yes, you brought me here.
即使我在这里聚会聚到我一个人
，Even if I was the only one here，
没有你的命令，我绝不离。
Without your command, I would not leave.
侍奉主有的时候会经历失望的环境。
And so, as we serve the Lord, at times we'll go through these situations of disappointment.
你做不动的。
We cannot move.
我们有时候常常讲道啊
，And then we preach.
哎呦，我们就希望弟兄姊妹们听了很高兴。
And we want brothers and sisters to be excited.
但是有的时候我讲道是讲了半天很枯燥。
And so sometimes I preach, I feel so dry.
我记得在温哥华一个主日，我讲道讲得很枯燥。
And I remember one time when I was preaching in Vancouver, I felt so dry.
下了讲台，我难过的不得了。
And as I stepped down, I felt so bad.
我饭也不要吃了。
I had no appetite.
我回到家里我就躺在床上
I went back home I just laid in bed
我在那里唉声叹气
I was sighing and sighing
我就说主啊今天早上我讲了什么道
I say Lord what did I say this morning
我这篇道如果不讲弟兄姊妹还不是那样吗
Even if I preached or not it's all the same
哎呀我心里面就自哀自怨
And I was just self-pity and just sighing
你看我们的主是安慰丧气之人的主
But our Lord is a comforter of those who are discouraged
结果呢忽然有个电话来了
So suddenly I received a phone call
是一个加拿大的姊妹
It was a sister from Canada
她就打电话给我
She called me
哎，她说 brother son
She said brother son
哎，你今天这个信息对我很有帮助
Oh your message was great help to me today
我说啊
I thought really?
我自己都在那里觉得苦得不得了。
No, I felt terrible.
诶他觉得这个话对他有帮助。
But she felt of great help from these words.
过一下又一个姊妹打电话。
Later on, another sister called me.
他说你今天呢讲的道 很叫我得帮助。
Likewise, she said, oh, your preaching today helped me greatly.
主实在是会安慰我们。
And the Lord truly knows how to comfort us.
所以我们想起基甸的故事。
So we know the story of Gideon.
基甸在神面前祷告。
And Gideon prayed before the Lord.
给他一个印证。
Give me a confirmation.
一个印证什么？因为他羊毛在那里。
And it was the fleece there.
他说如果羊毛上有水，旁边是干的。
If the fleece is wet and the ground is dry, then I know it's from you.
如果旁边有水，羊毛是干的。
If the surrounding is wet and the fleece is dry, then I know it's your will.
所以我们弟兄们解释说啊。
And so the brothers explain.
这就像我们侍奉主啊。
This is as when we're serving the Lord.
有时候你侍奉主啊，羊毛还有很有很多水。
And sometimes the fleece is very damp.
也有很多人讲到自己很满足啊。
Oh, they're very satisfied with their preaching.
哎呀，讲完了就你看我多释放，今天是。别人都没感觉。
Oh, I feel so free, but everyone else is dry around me.
但有的时候呢，你自己觉得枯干得不得了。
But sometimes the fleece is dry.
哎，旁边却是有水。
Oh, but yet the surrounding are very wet.
哎，我觉得这个是真的是一个很好的提醒。
This is a wonderful reminder.
所以我们在侍奉中。
So when we serve.
会经历很多叫我们失望的事。
We'll experience many a times that will disappoint us.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主永远是我们的希望。
The Lord always is our hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以对于基督徒来讲。
So for Christians.
没有失望和绝望的事。
There is nothing of great disappointment or hopelessness.
因为基督是我们的希望。
Because Christ himself is our hope.
所以你看见那些人他们也是在很多的这种环境中跟随主。
We see so many of these individuals under these situations.
主成了他们的希望。
And the Lord himself is their hope.
第五件事情。
The fifth point.
他们在试探中见证主的保守。
In temptation, they have proved the Lord's keeping.
我们晓得今天呢。
We know.
仇敌的试探引诱是很厉害的。
Today, the temptation of the enemy allures us very greatly.
我常常说无论什么人站在试探的跟前是没有伟人的。
Now, I say often, no one is too great beyond temptation.
在试探的跟前所有人都是小人。
Under the weight of temptation, all of us are little men.
你看那些试探很多伟大的人。
You can see the temptation upon great
individuals. 他们在试探的跟前中呢。
Even under temptation,
表现是一塌糊涂的。
They will fail miserably.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
仇敌的试探是非常厉害的。
The temptations of the enemy are great.
所以今天
so today,
若不是主保守我们
it is not by the Lord's own keeping.
哎呀，今天我们生活这个世界
when we live in such a world today,
试探引诱就在我们生活的
the temptations lure us constantly.
甚至进到我们个人的生活里
even entering to our individual lives.
打开电脑
We open the computer
打开手机
Our mobile devices
太多试探引诱东西
There are so much temptation before us
很多年轻弟兄姊妹都受不了这个试探引诱
There are many young brothers and sisters cannot overcome such temptation
实在是一个危险的时代
This is very perilous
是一个严厉考验人的时代
It is a great and challenging time in which we live
若是没有主的保守
It is not by the Lord's own keeping
真是何等的艰难
It is quite very difficult
我永远记得我们那个 Ben 对不起我讲他的一点小故事
Now I share on a little story about Ben
他高中的时候
When he was in high school
他去上学
He went to school
我到他房间去看一下
I went into his room
哎呀，一看见东西叫我心里很受感动
I saw in his room it moved me
为什么呢因为在他的那个电脑从前是那个大的那个 monitor 上面
So in those days it was a big monitor for his computer
他上面贴了好多圣经的话
He had many Bible verses on the computer monitor
感谢主
I thank the Lord
用主的话提醒自己
He used the word of God to remind himself
那个里面坏东西太多了
Because there's so much filthy things in there
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们要经得起仇敌的试探和引诱
In order for us to overcome the temptations and wiles of the enemy
我特别有时候想起好多侍奉主的人
I think of so many who serve the Lord
有的人大有恩赐大有能力
They were greatly gifted, great abilities
但是很多人都在钱财的面前倒下
But they fall under the temptation of wealth
经不起一点钱财的引诱
They cannot overcome this temptation of riches
所以圣经中特别讲的巴兰的路
And they especially in the scriptures mentioned the way of Balaam
神给巴兰心知巴兰何等样的恩典
And God has given Balaam much gifts
他所看见的异象和启示 这是全本圣经中啊，我感觉呢是最美丽的一个启示。
The visions and prophecy which God has given Balaam are most beautiful in the scripture.
但是经不起巴勒的给他的钱财的引诱。
But he cannot overcome the temptation of riches from Balak.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要主的恩典。
We must have the grace of the Lord.
保守我们能经过各式各样试探的环境。
To keep us from all the temptations of the enemy.
只有他能保护我们。
Only the Lord himself can keep us.
对那些人他们一生中不是没有试探引诱。
And so all the individuals, they have been tempted throughout their lives.
但是他们活在基督里。
Yet they abide in Christ.
第六个点。
The sixth point.
他们在攻击中见证主的得胜。
Under attack, they prove the Lord's victory.
啊这个故事更多。
Now there's even so many of such stories here.
旧约里面去读好多的历史。
We have so much history here.
像西西家王年间。
In the days of Hezekiah.
呀当亚述人来攻击的时候。
When the Assyrians came to attack.
那个大军围城呢。
And the army, great army,
started, 非常的危机啊。
And it was dangerous times.
那么西西家让以赛亚去祷告。
And so Hezekiah asked Isaiah to go pray.
结果呢神派了天使来。
As a result, God sent the angel.
把仇敌都赶散。
And the slaughter dispersed the enemy.
他们在攻击中见证主的得胜。
And under attack, they proved the victory, the triumph of the Lord.
仇敌的攻击也是何等的厉害啊。
Likewise, brothers and sisters, today the attack of enemy is fierce.
我们这些年已经感觉到好多各地的聚会遭受仇敌严厉的攻击。
In these times, we know of the great attack of all the congregations.From the enemy.
弟兄姊妹苦不堪言。
And brothers and sisters, we're under bitter
suffering. 但愿主借着这些的见证提醒我们。
But through all these testimonies, may the Lord remind us.
他们怎样在仇敌那个大的势力底下靠着主得胜。
Under the great attack of the enemy, by the Lord's strength, we will overcome.
使徒保罗在哥林多书信里面讲到。
The Apostle Paul says to us in the Corinthian letter.
他说我们征战挥舞的这个兵器不是属血气的。
And that we do not wield a weapon of flesh and blood.
他们是用属灵的兵器。
But they use a spiritual warfare.
不仅能胜过仇敌的这些攻击。
And how we're able to overcome the attack of the enemy.
并且还能把人挽回过来。
And we can even restore others.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这都是我们今天在生活侍奉中。
Likewise, in our life, in our service today.
他们历史上的这些人他们怎样能从这样的光景中出来
？We experience the same. How these individuals overcome those situations.
主今天也照样能带我们从这样过来。
Likewise, the Lord will deliver us from these situations.
第七个点。
The seventh point.
在荒凉中见证主的目的。
In desolation, in barrenness, we testify of the Lord's purpose.
我们看见以色列历史中
，We see throughout the Israelites' history.
他们曾经经过一些。大荒凉的时代
We see they have gone through great times of desolation.
从约书亚以后
From Joshua
进入四世纪
Into the book of Judges
四百多年的这个黑暗时期
400 years of this dark time
其实是500多年的黑暗时期
In fact over 500 years
那是以色列人大荒凉的时代
It was a great time of great desolation
神的百姓只能借着少数的士师们在那里勉强地维持一点生活
The people only through partial deliverance of the judges they could sustain their living.
但是感谢神
But we thank God.
到这个时期的末了的时候
At the end of the period of judges.
兴起两个女子
There was two ladies.
一个是撒母耳的母亲
And one woman was Hannah, Samuel's mother.
还有一个是路德
And the other was Ruth.
这两个姊妹
These two sisters.
带进了复兴的这个希望
They brought in this hope of revival.
哈拿带进撒母耳
And Hannah brought in Samuel.
路德带进大卫
And Ruth brought forth David.
叫整个一个黑暗的时代中整个转过来
And these dark times was now have a turnaround.
叫神的目的重新被恢复
So that the purpose of God once again was restored.
所以撒母耳服侍以色列的百姓
Therefore Samuel in his ministry to the people.
二十年后
After 20 years.
以色列全家归向耶和华
All the people, the Israelites turned to God.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
那都是以色列历史中的一些荣耀的一些的记录
Those are glorious times under in his history.
荒凉中见证
Therefore, in desolate time,
你看旧约最后一段历史
we testify the purpose of God in the
是以色列人从巴比伦回归的历史
Even when the Israelites return from captivity,
以色列人经历 巴比伦七十年荒凉的年代。
The Israelites experienced desolation for 70 years in exile.
那是不得了的一个可怕的时代。
The very sad, terrible times.
但是我们看见在那里有隐藏的一神的百姓。
But hidden throughout there is the people of God.
他们在暗中爱主。
And hiddenly they love the Lord.
他们人就跟随主。
They continue to follow the Lord.
以斯拉。
Ezra.
是在这么一个荒凉可黑暗的时期中。
It was under these dark, desolate times.
把神的话。
By the word of God.
把它读通了。
That he understood and taught the word of God.
通达神律法的文士。
And he was a ready scribe.Taught in the law of the Lord.
当周围看起来都是一片的荒凉。
Throughout surrounding him is desolation.
他埋首在主的话语当中。
But he spent time in the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，就好像历史上面的弟兄运动一样。
Brothers and sisters, just like in church history with the brethren movement.
后来很多弟兄们他们回到神的话语里面。
There are so many of the brethren that return to the word of God.
带进整个时代的一个复兴。
And brought about the revival in their time.
所以呢弟兄运动的时代实在是一个大光的时代。
Therefore, in the brethren movement is a movement of great light.
尼托森弟兄告诉我们。
Our brother Watchman, he tells us.
他说在那个时期中那一百多年。
And that time is about 100 years.
你能找出来那个有名字的这些圣徒们呢可能弟兄们可以找到一千多位。
Now that you can find known brethren, over 1,000 of them in those times.
这么多的弟兄们。
There are so many of the brethren in those times.
他们都能从主的话语里面能够领略神的启示。
It is all from the word of God that they received revelation.
带来极大的光。
And brought forth great light.
所以整个时代有一个大的改变。
And it changed the generation.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
其实在那个时代当中。
In those generations.
不光是这些弟兄们。
Not only those brethren.
还有很多姊妹们。
But many sisters.
虽然他们不能够讲道也不能写作什么。
Perhaps they cannot preach or to write.
但是如果你看我们那个诗歌本里面。
But if you looked at the hymnary,
如果你找这个一八多少年一七多少年的这些诗歌、啊、
When you look at the hymns of the previous centuries
哇有的姊妹们写的诗歌满了亮光啊、
There are many of the hymns written by the sister that's full of light
那个诗歌是满了启示的亮光的
That the hymns, the lyrics itself is full of revelation
我从前呢就是瞎着眼这么唱
Now when before I just read it and sing it
我也不知道这谁写的
I don't know who wrote it
我就想大概是什么有名的弟兄写
I thought maybe it was a famous brother who wrote it
后来我一看作者是个姊妹啊
But when I see the author is a sister
叫我非常诧异、啊、
And it surprised me
多少的姊妹们他们写了多少美丽的诗歌
There are so many numerous sisters who wrote such beautiful hymns
他们在荒凉的民间
In these desolate times
他们在隐藏的生活里面
In their hidden lives
跟主有甜美的交通
They have such a beautiful, sweet fellowship with the Lord. 他们活在
主的面光中
And under the countenance of the Lord.
他们不受时代的影响
Unimpacted by the generation which they live.
我们要祷告
Brothers and sisters, we must pray.
求主救我们脱离这个可怕的时代
That the Lord will deliver us from such horrible times in which we live.
叫我们不从这个时代同流合污
That we would not be intermarried with this world that we live.
不管周围情况怎样
That regardless of the times and the situation,
特别是青年弟兄姊妹们
especially my younger brothers and sisters,
希望你们在这个时代中
may it be in this generation,
所有其他年轻人是迥别的
that you are different from all others around you,
你们一个专一的心志好
that you have a single heart,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主
We thank the Lord
在被掳的年间
In their captivity
神得着以斯拉
The Lord gained Ezra
这也得着所罗巴伯
And Zerubbabel
所罗巴伯很软弱
Zerubbabel was weak
但是向着主的是很强烈的
But he has a strong desire for the Lord
得着尼希米
And Nehemiah
得着那一世代中间有许多的弟兄
And all the brethren in those times
虽然是少数的人
Even though there was few in number
但是他们在荒凉中
But in desolation,
恢复主的见证,
they restore the testimony of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我是这个感觉,
I deeply feel
今天主对我们有何等样的期望。
Likewise, the Lord has the same expectation for us in this generation.
这里不是期望少数人,
it is not few in number.
期望每一个弟兄姊妹,
but his expectation is on each and every one of us.
请我们不要忘记,
let us not forget.
主对我们有寄望
He has expectation on us
求主让我们不让他失望
May we not disappoint
我曾经看见一个美国老姊妹，她在讲台上讲这句话，我永远不会忘记。
I've heard these words from an elderly American sister I will never forget.
她说，我年轻时候主呼召我，我把自己奉献给主。
When I was young, the Lord called me and I gave myself to the Lord.
忠心的侍奉主。
And I faithfully served him.
她说，我现在年纪老了。
But now I'm old.
她说，主，如果今天对我还有要求。
If the Lord still have expectation of me today.
我绝不让他失望。
I will not disappoint him.
弟兄姊妹，我们能有这个心智吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we have the same ambition?
我们说，主啊。
Lord.
这个时代中，如果旁边都没有人爱你了。
In this generation, if no one around me.
我仍旧愿意爱你。
I will still love you.
我永远不叫你失望。
I will never disappoint you.
求主给我们这个心智。
May the Lord give us such a desire.
所以在那个大荒凉的年间。
So in these great times of desolation.
仍旧一些人爱主。
There are individuals who love the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这些人是主眼中的珍宝。
They are treasure precious in the sight of God.
所以我们只有短暂的一生。
We do have these short lives which we live.
我越过越感觉，我们如果贪爱现今的世界，真是可怜。
The more I feel if we were to love this present world, it will be very sad for us.
我们一生能还能做什么呢？
What can we do if we love this present world?
我们如果把我们这个残破的一生交在主手里。
If we give these broken lives into the Lord's hand.
主能接受你，这是神给你极大的恩典。
If the Lord receives these broken lives,
这是神的怜悯，你知道吗？
It is His great mercy.
所以让我们抓住这个机会。
So let us take hold of this opportunity.
在荒凉的年间。
In these desolate times.
为着主的见证。
For the sake of His testimony.
那么第八个点。
The eighth point.
他们在死亡中见证主的复活。
In their deaths, they prove the Lord's resurrection.
我们知道今天这个末后的日子，死亡的权势高涨。
We know that in these times in which we live, the power of death, the shadow of death pervades.
我们看看今天因为那个征战，每天不知道有多少人死。
We can see so many warfare around us and many lives die.
这是外面其实显出来情形。
And that is the outward situation.
但是今天更可怕的。是那个属灵的死亡蔓延在地上的教会。
But what is even more frightening is the spiritual death that pervades throughout the church.
我有一次看见了有一个报纸的记者做了一个统计。
And I read this article in a newspaper.
他说过去这20年。
In these past 20 years.
在美国。
In the US.
已经有4000万到6000万的基督徒不聚会。
There are 60 million Christians that do not worship.
就知道这个死亡的权势现在蔓延的是多么的厉害。
You can see this spiritual death, this authority has pervaded how greatly.
这些年经过一个大的瘟疫。
And through this great pestilence.
你看每个聚会的人数都减少。
You can see through the pandemic, there are decrease in number.
经过一点难处又很死亡的权势又来了。
And through this hardship, then the power of death pervades again.
但是我们要知道我们里面一个复活的生命。
But we must know there is this resurrection power within us.
如果我们活在复活的生命里面。
If we live in the power of this resurrection.
我们能胜过死亡的权势。
We're able to overcome the power of death.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
愿我们得到主自己丰盛的恩典。
May we receive this abundant grace from the Lord.
教会中能有更多复活的见证。
In the church, we would have more testimony of His resurrection.
所以呢，我把这11章里面这些人物他们身上所有的经历把它综合成为8个点。
Therefore, from all the experiences of these individuals in Hebrews 11,I summarize into these 8 points.
当然我知道这个可能不完全。
I know this is not complete.
至少能给我们一些的激励和提醒。
But at the very least, may it be an encouragement and reminder to us all.
我们处的时代非常的艰难。
In these times which we live, it is very difficult.
愿主让这些话在我们里面成为激励。
May the Lord use His words to encourage us within.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们能看见在头一个世纪
We can see in the first century
使徒保罗在地上是一个奔跑天路的一个美好见证
The Apostle Paul was a beautiful testimony of one who ran
他是一个忠于主托付的神的仆人
He was a servant who was faithful to what the Lord his master had entrusted to him
一生为着主的目的
And all his life it was for his master's purpose
他在地上竭力的侍奉主
And he strove diligently to serve the Lord.
在那么样艰苦的环境中
Under such difficult situations, he bore this testimony.
很多人读使徒行传
Many, when we read the book of Acts,、
他们说保罗呢是一个游行布道家。
And he said he is a traveling evangelist.
很多人就效仿，想做游行布道家。
And many would try to imitate him to be missionary and travel.
我看见今天很多人呢。
I see many today.、
不是布道，是游行。
Now, they are actually not evangelizing, but they are traveling.
借这个机会可以到处去旅行。
And it's through that opportunity, they can travel abroad many places.
当然我知道有些弟兄们弟兄姊妹们是真正有负担的。
I know that some brothers and sisters have true burden.
你也不能说所有的人都是这样。
I cannot say a blanket statement all like that.
但是很多人就是这样的。
But many may be that way.
哎呀，保罗是游行布道家。
Oh, Paul was a traveling evangelist.
所以我们也做游行布道家。
So we want to be a traveling evangelist.
人家是在那里传道受苦。
Oh, they are traveling in hardship.
我们呢，这个在这里是游行。
But we are actually just traveling at leisure.
我讲一个真实情形给你们听。
I share with you a true experience.
大概十几二十年前我去中国。
About 20 years ago, I was in China.
那时候坐在飞机上。
I was on the airplane.
坐很舒服的位置。
It was a very comfortable seat.
然后呢，有非常好的食物。
There was good food.
那天我正在吃的时候。
And when I was eating that day,
我心里忽然难过起来。
I felt horrible.
主啊、
I said, Lord,
过去的圣徒们
the saints before,
他们经历多少的艰难
they have gone through much hardship,
多少的痛苦
much sorrow,
经过多少危险的环境
and many dangerous situations,
他们是用生命在跟随你
with their life at risk, they follow you.
我现在坐到大飞机
and now I'm on a big airplane,
吃着牛排服侍你
I have a steak in front of me,
我越想越难过
The more in that situation, the more terrible I felt.
我很惭愧。
I was very ashamed.
当然，今天这个时代，你想要去找古时候那个船也很难。
Of course, if I try to find a boat in those, like those days to go on, it would be very difficult.
但是呢，我们有一个心志。
But may we have this desire.
不是为了这些外面的东西。
Not for these external comforts.
不是为了那些什么环境里面有什么可以参观的。
Oh, not for opportunity to travel and see this place. But it's all by the Lord.
所以我常讲，保罗说去游行布道，保罗邀请你去，你敢去吗？
But if you say that Paul's a traveling evangelist, he invite you on his trip.Would you dare to go?
你看那个年轻的马可就糊里糊涂的。
And you see young Mark, he followed. Sure, I want to go.
他听保罗在那讲到外邦的情景，哎呦，羡慕的不得了。
Oh, he admired how Paul was sharing his experiences. He admired, he wants to follow along.
他心里想，这个好玩呢，跟着去吧。
This is fun. I will tag along.
结果还走了一程，他就受不了了。
No, just one stop. He couldn't take it anymore.
跑掉了。
He escaped.
是吧？圣经记载这个故事。
And the Bible records this for us.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗到哪里被人家打
？Brothers and sisters, wherever Paul went, he was beaten.
被人家追杀。
And he was at the threat of life.
下监牢。
And he was imprisoned.
这是保罗的游行布道。
Is he really a traveling evangelist enjoying himself?
今天
today,
我们讲这些不是很惭愧吗
？When we share this, we would be ashamed.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
保罗看。主给他的托付
Paul saw what God has entrusted to him.
比自己的性命更重要。
It was even more precious than his own life.
他说，虽然圣灵指证。
And so the Holy Spirit testifies.
前面有很多的难处，我也不知道什么难处。
And even though bonds and afflictions wait for him.
他说，我却不以性命为念。
But he does not count his life dear to himself.
我只要完成我的行程。
As long as I can finish my course.
我要成就主给我的托付。
And the ministry which he has entrusted to me.
证明神恩惠的福音。
And I have testified of the grace of the gospel of God.
保罗的心思意念跟很多人情形不一样。
Therefore, the mindset of Paul is different from many.
他是以主的旨意为重的。
He emphasized on the will of God.
所以在新约时代中
，Therefore, in the New Testament,
我们的弟兄
，Our brother,
为主做了美好的见证。
For our Lord, he bore a wonderful testimony.
主使用他
，The Lord used him,
给教会带来无限的祝福
，and brought countless.Blessings to his church.
多少重大的启示
A great revelation.
是神借他的手带进来
It is brought to us by the hand of Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
愿主让我们常常能思想这些人的处境。
And when we consider the experiences of all these individuals,
他们像我们的主耶稣一样。
Just as our Lord,
主到地上来。
When our Lord came on earth,
只有一个心愿。
He only had one desire,
成全父的托付。
To finish what the Father has entrusted to him.
无数的艰难。
Through countless difficulties.
早晨我们弟兄已经形容了这个艰苦。
And our brother already described for us this morning those hardships, afflictions.
今天我们也许没有这样的一个环境。
Perhaps today we are not under the same dire situation.
但圣经鼓励我们要有受苦的心智。
But the Bible encourages us to be arm ourselves with such an attitude of affliction.
是这样的。
But we arm ourselves with this attitude.
仰望主自己的怜悯。
And we look to the Lord's own mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以在希伯来书十一章里面
So in Hebrews 11 here
这些奔跑天路的人
Those who run the heavenly way
他们不仅为自己的一生奔跑
Not only do they run for themselves
他们更重要的是为着神的目的
More importantly, they run for the purpose of God
这些人所有价值
They are meaningful
因为他们所做所行的都跟神的目的有关
Because all that they do in every action has to do with the will of God
他们没有自私的意念
They do not have selfish ambition
也不是为着自己为着地上什么工作
Not for their own work or our own sakes
全心是为着神的目的
But all their heart all wholeheartedly for the Lord
今天到末了的时代
So in these last days
圣灵在全地运行
As the Holy Spirit works throughout
他要寻找那些心向着神诚实的人
He is looking for those whose hearts are pure and sincere to him
你我必须在神面前诚实
And today we must be pure and sincere to the Lord
到底我们这样跑那样做是为什么
Why is it we are doing what we are doing? Is it to manifest Christ?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
My dear brothers and sisters,
仰望主的怜悯,
we look to the mercy of the Lord.
但愿主在这个世代中,
In this generation,
还能够得到无数的珍宝,
may the Lord find for him much treasure.
但愿我们这些人,
may all of us,
都是在荒凉年间跟随主的人,
In these desolate times, we are those who will follow the Lord.
主来的时候
and at his coming,
众圣徒一同显现在荣耀
when all the saints appear in glory,
我们能够得到主自己的称许
that we will receive praise from our Lord.
所以求主让我们以他的目的为重
So may we put our emphasis on his will.
那么在希伯来书十一章里面
in Hebrews 11 here,
讲到了神的这个目的
when we speak about the purpose of God,
我想这个是多年来啊，我们在这里很多弟兄们一再的讲述的
I think throughout these years, many brothers have shared upon this point.
我希望我在这里呢，我给弟兄姊妹一个完整的图画。
Now here, I just give you a share with you a complete picture.
把神的目的啊，一个完整的图画给。
And this is an illustration of the complete purpose of God.
因为在旧约时代中
，In the Old Testament,
神用以色列人做预表。
God uses Israel as a type.
啊。感谢主
and we thank the Lord.
这个预表的图画已经是非常的完整。
And this typology of Israel is a complete picture.
啊，那么我把它综合在一起。
And if I put this all together,
啊，我让好叫我们能对神的目的的那一个更清楚的一个印象。
This is to help us to have a more clear and deep impression of the purpose, the will of God.
当然，第一件事情
，the first thing，
我们看见。神让以色列百姓在埃及地繁盛。
The God have allowed for Israel to prosper, to multiply in the land of Egypt.
他们本来是少数的人到了埃及。
They were few in numbers entering into Egypt.
但经过了四百多年以后。
But over 400 years.
哇，他们成了一个大族。
They have become a great nation.
变得人数非常众多。
They multiplied.
并且很强盛。
And they were strong.
啊，叫埃及人都受不了了。
And even the Egyptians feared them.
当然。弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
那么这是神的心意
This is the heart of God
因为神要得着一般人
Because God desires to gain a group of people
因为神的工作不是要建造在少数人身上
Because God does not desire to establish work upon few individuals
要得着一般人来成全他的旨意
But he desires a corporate body to complete his will
所以这一幅图画让我们看见以色列人在埃及兴盛起来
Therefore this picture shows usAnd how the Israelites multiplied in Egypt.
结果发生了一些难处。
And the hardship came.
神就让摩西把以色列全家从埃及带出。
God sent Moses to deliver the entire house of Israel out of Egypt.
这是圣经中出埃及记的故事。
This is the story of Exodus.
那么然后呢
And then,
就把他们带到旷野。
God brought them into the wilderness.
旷野四十年。
40 years in the wilderness.
因为神的心意要叫他们离开埃及。
Now, because the heart's desire of God was to deliver them out of Egypt.
离开埃及人生活的习惯。
Deliver them from the habits of the Egyptians.
离开埃及人的思想。
The mindset of the Egyptians.
离开埃及人所有的一些传统的东西。
To deliver them all the traditions of the Egyptians.
所以为什么在旷野走四十年？
So why did they wander 40 years in the wilderness?
我们知道四十年后。
We know after 40 years.
因为第一批从埃及出来的人都死光了。
The first generation of those who left Egypt, they all died, perished in the wilderness.
这意思说神要叫他们把埃及所有的东西统统把它脱落。
In other words, it is God's desire for them to be completely rid of all the things of old Egypt.
所以那一代受埃及影响的人在旷野全部死。
And all that generation that was from Egypt all perished in the wilderness.
然后呢？
And then,
借着约书亚，
through Joshua,
把他们带进迦南美地。
They were led into the beautiful land of Canaan.
被称为牛奶鱼蜜之地。
And the land of Canaan was a land filled with flowing with milk and honey.
当我们读约书亚记的时候，
When we read the book of Joshua,
我们很清楚看见他们要过约旦河。
Clearly, we're able to see they were to cross the river Jordan.
他们要跟着约柜走。
And they have to follow the ark.
那么等他们过了约旦河之后，
And once they cross the river,
面临了一个大的征战。
And then they faced great warfare.
所以他们跟迦南人打仗。
And they fought with the Canaanites.
结果后来把迦南人全部打败。
And they conquered all of Canaan.
他们就得着迦南地做产业。
And they gained the land of Canaan as their inheritance.
就在那里建立了以色列家。
And there they established the house of Israel.
十二个支派都有产业。
12 tribes, they all had their inheritance.
所以以色列就迦南地就成了以色列人的家。
And therefore, Canaan became the house, the home for the Israelites.
所以直到今天还是这样。
Even until today.
地上的以色列人知道迦南地是他们的家。
The people of Israel today see Canaan as their homes.
他们在那里建立他们的事业。
And there they established their careers.
但是神的目的不是光这个。
But that is not the purpose of God.
得住这个产业之后，
After they received their inheritance,
然后他们在那里建立了耶路撒冷城。
They established Jerusalem.
我们知道都这个圣经的这些是都重要的预表。
And we know in the Bible these are important types for us to know.
耶路撒冷城，
The city of Jerusalem.
是神的行政中心。
It is the administrative headquarter of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这座城是多么的重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is an important city in the heart of God.
那么，然后呢？
And then,
城建立之后，
after the city of Jerusalem was established,
在城中建立圣殿。
In the city, they established the temple.
神有居所。
God has a habitation.
神也可以设立宝座。
And he can establish his throne there.
那么我们知道那个才是真正的管制的一个中心。
Then we know that is the central government of God.
这段历史我们都很熟悉。
We're very familiar with this history.
但是你把这些事物摆在一起的时候，
But when we put all this together,
你会看见一个完整的图画。
We can see this complete picture then.
这是完整的图画。
This is a complete picture.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道今天到了新约时代，
We know today in the new covenant,
神建造教会，
When he established the church,
教会包括了这所有一切的意义在里面。
The churchincludes all of the typology I just shared.
所以现在让我们回头再看一下。
So now let us reflect and go through it once again.
以色列人在埃及繁盛。
Now, Israel prospered in the land of Egypt.
这是我们在地上的福音工作。
That is the work of the gospel here on earth today.
我们知道今天神的儿女们得救是在这个世界当中。
We know that the children of God are saved, delivered out of this world.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
今天我们看见福音的工作传遍全地。
We can see this is the work of the gospel that has throughout all the world.
我有时候在准备的思想啊。
And sometimes I consider before the Lord.
我觉得整个教会的历史，
Throughout church history,
从来没有一个时代
There is not one generation
像今天这个时代中信主的人这么多
that has as great a number as those who come to believe in the Lord as this generation.
你像在中国听说就上亿的。
Now you can see in China it's over 100 million.
那么过去哪有这么多圣徒？
We didn't even have perhaps that many saints of the past.
包括东欧那其他国家，对不对？
And then that's only in China alone, not in the other countries.
我们看见神的儿女们传福音的负担
We can see the burden of sharing the gospel from the children of God.
感谢我到处都碰见很多弟兄姊妹们，这个传福音的热忱。
And thank the Lord, there is so much zeal for His children to share the gospel.
我们记得在中国有一次啊，我们一些人出去真的去旅游啊。
Now, I remember one time we were in China and we were visiting China.
我们上了一个游艇。
And then I was there.
我们大概十几二十个弟兄姊妹上去。
And I saw dozens of brethren there.
对，我一看，回头看，这弟兄姊妹跑哪里去了
？I said, well, where did all the brothers and sisters go？
对吧？他们原来他们冲到那个船的前舱去了。
Because we were on a cruise and they went onto the front of the boat。
哇，他们就围着那些划船的，还船上服侍人，就传福音呐。
And they were actually sharing the gospel with all those who were serving on the ship。
我心里蛮受感动的。
I was greatly moved。
他们上去就去传福音了。
And they were there verificationing, but they share the gospel.
但是很强烈。
And that was a great burden that they have to share the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为我们是应该带着福音的使命。
Yes, we are entrusted with the mission of sharing the gospel.
到哪里把福音带到。
No matter where we go, that's where the gospel is.
我记得我年轻的时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
有弟兄姊妹做见证。
Brothers and sisters share this.
他说啊，如果你去坐火车。
If you're on the train,
你上了火车
Once you board the train,
你旁边来一个人坐在你旁边
Someone sits next to you,
这就是主托付给你的
This is someone the Lord entrusted to you.
你要传福音
You share the gospel.
你知道吧那个把我吓得好长一段时间不敢坐火车
That really scared me for a long period of time. I dare not get on a train.
有一次我就上了火车了
One time I got on a train.
结果果然来了一个先生坐我旁边、
oh.Someone sat down next to me.
哎呦，我坐在那里就坐立不安了。
Oh, I was uneasy all that time.
心里面挣扎得很厉害。
I was struggling throughout.
我看看他。
I looked at him.
说不出口。
But I couldn't share.
我再看看他。
I looked at him again.
看了好多遍。
I looked at him quite a few times.
就是开不了口。
But I just couldn't get it out.
哎呀，憋得受不了了，里面这个受不了了。
I was bottled up for so long, I couldn't hold it anymore.
终于冲出来了。
And I just burst it out.
我说先生，你信耶稣吗
？I said, oh dear sir, do you believe in Jesus?
他看我说不信。
He looked at me, says no.
我说去过教会吗
？I said, have you been to church?
没有。
No.
我还正要讲呢。
And I was going to continue.
火车到他那一站。
His stop came.
他就下了火车了。
He got off.
哎呀，我坐在那里失望的不得了。
Oh, I was so disappointed.
弟兄姊妹们，我们年轻时候很多弟兄姊妹都是这样的。
Brothers and sisters, when I was young, many brothers and sisters was that way.
有一些人立志。
Some have determined.
一天如果不向十个人传福音，就不睡觉。
They vow that if they do not share the gospel with 10 people, they will not go to bed.
现在呢，我不多看见有这样的。
Now, actually, I don't see too much of that nowadays.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
福音是需要传的。
You must preach the gospel.
让以色列族在埃及繁盛。
That the Lord will have us prosper in the land of Egypt.
福音的工作
That is the work of the gospel.
那光是这样传福音不够的。
If we only share the gospel in this way, it's not enough.
你带人得救。
We bring others to the Lord.
你还要带他出埃及。
But we must bring them out of Egypt.
让他不爱世界。
That they do not love the world.
要脱离这个世俗的东西。
That they will be delivered of the worldly things.
那么这就是摩西所做的。
And that is what Moses is doing.
我们离开世界。
They depart from this world.
不仅离开世界。
Not only to be delivered out of the world.
我们还慢慢地教导弟兄姊妹们。要学习背十字架。
But we share and teach the brothers and sisters to bear the cross.
要致死肉体的恶习。
That to mortify the evil
flesh. 要走旷野。
And we have to go into the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是今天教会该有的工作。
This is the work of the church today.
主已经借着以色列人很清楚告诉我们。
Through the picture of the Israel, we see this very clearly.
肉体是不能进迦南的。
That the flesh can never enter into the promised land.
所以呢，神叫那一代人全部死了。
So the first generation all perished in the wilderness.
所有的肉体都必须死。
And the flesh must be put to death.
将来也是我们进永远。
And when we enter into eternity,
你不可能把肉体带进去。
The flesh cannot enter.
最好今天就把它脱了。
And so put the flesh to death today.
所以呢，这是教会在地上该有的工作。
That ought to be the work of the church today.
然后呢，我们要学习带弟兄姊妹进入基督的丰富。
And then we have to lead and teach the brothers and sisters to enter into the fullness, the riches of Christ.
那地是何等的丰富。
And that is the land of Canaan, how rich and abundant it is.
你看，生命第八章就讲到那个光景。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, that condition is revealed to us.
那里有泉有源有河。
And there is rivers and streams and fountains and rivers there.
那里的食物呢是数不尽的。
And we cannot count all the blessings of the produce there.
按理讲 基督徒啊，天天过着饱足的生活，对不对？
And in fact, as a Christian, each and every day we should be fully satisfied.
哎呀，这就很可怜。
But sadly,
有时候我到一些地方去，
sometimes when I visit brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹碰见我，
they encounter me.
啊，孙弟兄，我们在这里快饿死了。
Oh, brother, son, here I'm almost starving to death.
神的家里面就会饿死人呢。
How can it be in the house of God there will be starvation?
像亚伯拉罕的年间一样。
Just as the days of Abraham.
迦南地也起饥荒了。
That there would be even famine in the land of Canaan.
不应该。
That ought not to be.
对不对？
Right?
神的家是粮食丰富的地方。
In the house of God there should be full of abundance.
今天呢，人呢？没有这个丰富的基督的粮食。
Now today we are not fed with the full abundance of the food of Christ.
所以只好把世界的什么哲学了、什么地理历史了、什么科学东西搬进来喂养人了。
But we bring all the things of this world, geography, history, philosophy into the church.
神的儿女们吃不饱的。
We cannot be fed on such things. It will starve us.
教会应该进入迦南美地。
The church must enter into the beautiful
land. 当然要征战。
But there must be warfare.
因为仇敌竭力的阻挡。
Because the enemy will resist.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神带领这个约书亚。
God led Joshua.
他过了约旦河之后。
After he crossed the river Jordan.
就顺服了耶和华军队的元帅。
And he has obeyed, submitted to the commander of the army of hope of God.
在我个人领会，那个是圣灵说的。
And of course, in my understanding, that commander is the Holy Spirit.
今天我们就跟随着圣灵。
As long as we follow the Holy Spirit.
带领我们打仗。
And the Lord will lead us into battle.
胜过仇敌。
And will overcome the enemy.
能够得地为业。
And we will gain the land of our inheritance.
享受迦南的丰富。
Then the children of God can enjoy the riches, the fullness of the land of Canaan.
我们要进入基督的丰富。
We must enter into the riches of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
得产业。
Not only do we gain this inheritance,
并且在这里建立神的家。
But there we shall also establish the house of God.
我常常讲，教会是神的家。
And we know that the church is the house of God.
教会不是宗教团体。
And the church is not a religious organization.
教会是我们得安息的地方。
But the church is where we have rest.
也是主得安息的地方。
It is where the Lord also finds rest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
my dear brothers and sisters,
我想我的时间不够，不能详细的讲。
I think my time is about up.
这些弟兄姊妹都应该很清楚。
So brothers and sisters, we ought to know.
然后呢，我们建造耶路撒冷。
And then after we enter, we establish.Jerusalem,
我们要让神的旨意在这里被显明出来。
That the will of God will be manifested here.
我们是不是乱民？我们是有管理的。
Now, that we are not people doing our own thing, but we are under government.
但是教会不是接受一个制度的管理。
But it is not by system.
那是接受神的管理。
But we are ruled by God.
神的权柄必须显明在教会。
The authority of God must be manifested in the church.
建造这座城。
And after the city is built.
更多是为着里面的圣殿。
It is in order for the temple in the city.
那个殿是我们侍奉神的地方。
And that is where we serve our God.
那个地方是我们敬拜神的地方。
And there is where we worship our God.
弟兄姊妹，那个地方是神设立宝座的。
Brothers and sisters, that is where God will establish his throne.
所以这个耶路撒冷加上圣殿就是神的国。
Therefore,the city of Jerusalem, this temple, it is the kingdom of God. So even before the foundation of the world, this is the complete picture in God's heart. And through the people of Israel, he has manifested his complete picture to us. Therefore, today, when we place this together, we will see this complete picture. And we can see what is that purpose of God. And may the Lord provoke us that we love him.
爱神的旨意。
That we love God's will.
我们在地上一生就是为着这个。
And throughout our life, we live for His purpose.
亲爱的弟兄，
my dear brothers and sisters.
教会如果不是为着这个，
if the church does not live for this,
教会就失去它的意义。
The church has lost its meaning.
如果你我不是为着这个，
if we do not live for this,
你做任何事物都失去那个真实的意义。
No matter what it is we do, we have lost that true meaning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so my dear brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗告诉我们，
the apostle Paul tells us,
今天我们奔跑这条路，
today as we run on this course,
不仅为着我们自己的一生奔跑，
it is not only for our own sake,
让我们的一生完全为着主的目的，
but for all our life, it is for his purpose.
这样你能够得着你一生的价值。
Therefore, we have true meaning in our life.
如果你是这样的为着主，
if it is living for the Lord in this way,
也让主在你身上得着他要。
Likewise, then he will gain us.
这个才是我们奔跑的目的。
This is the purpose why we run.
仰望主的怜悯。
May we look to the Lord's mercy.
时候已经到末了。
It is at the end times.
我们已经没有太多的时候。
We have but a little while.
愿主的灵使我们醒起来，醒过来。
May the Lord's Spirit quicken us, make us alive.
不要再昏睡。
Not no longer slumbering.
啊，愿主擦亮我们的眼睛。
May the Lord touch and open our eyes.
能够看见这个荣耀的目标。
That we may see this glorious vision.
让我们大家一同起来。
And all of us will rise up.
遵行神的旨意。
And do His will.
在这个荒凉的年间。
In these times of desolation.
我们建立主的见证。
That we will be His testimony.
让主的心得到满足。
So that His heart may be satisfied.
主回来的时候。
And when He returns.
才可以安然见主。
That we will welcome Him with joy.
先低头这点祷告。
Let us bow our head in a word of prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude unto Thee.
你在古时怎样做工。
O Lord, in the days of old, Thou hast worked.
你今天仍旧在做工。
Likewise, Thou art working today.
主啊，求你把我们从许多混乱、不清楚的光景中拯救出来。
Lord, we pray that Thou would deliver us from all this chaos and confusion.
但愿天向我们开启。
May the heavens be open unto us.
让我们能看见自己的荣耀。
That we may see, Lord, Thy own glory.
在这末后的日子。
In these last days.
在这个艰苦危险的时候。
In these difficult and perilous times.
你得着我们。
That will gain us.
为着你自己的目的。
For Thy own purpose.
主啊。
Lord.
我们在这里。
We are here.
愿你得着我们。
May Thou gain us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.